Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning, Las Vegas, Nevada, and good morning, America. We are on Conversations with the Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams, and today we're going to be talking with Mr. John Jorgensen. He is one of the authors and the creators of anime series, which you can be seen on YouTube, and he has a website, which is www.johnjorgensenblog.com. He's the author of Authentic Love. He's a creative blogger, and he is a Chicago Bulls fanatic. We'll have to talk to him about that, but I think Miami Heat would probably be the better one. He talks about how we need to live a better life for Jesus Christ, and this is something that is important for us all. We can all have our different religious beliefs, but I really believe that this young man is hitting really hard in a funny way and in a biblical way on that there's hope in God's love for us, and if we never stop believing in God, that things will be great for us. So I'm we'll keep talking until John calls in, but let me tell you a little bit about it. He also has played and currently is still playing in he plays Sky in Mamma Mia. And he also explain the anime series to you. What it is a spoken word where people talk, and then he'll give a message. Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
So great. I am so honored and blessed that you called in. I can't even say it enough. I love your series. I stumbled up on it. And somebody had posted it on my Facebook, and ever since then, I think you'd gotten my long-winded email how much it did for me, and I was just amazed and in awe that you even responded back, because that's, wow, amazing. So I was talking to everybody, telling everybody about you, and letting you tell me, I feel like your introduction is small compared to how great you are, and I know you want to stay humble because I know your belief in God, you don't want to be arrogant, but are you currently still playing Sky in Mamma Mia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're the co-creator of the anime, and am I saying it right, the anime series?
Anime. I think it's technically pronounced anima. It's the Latin word for spirit.
Okay, all right. And you're also the author of Authentic Love, which I think I downloaded that book. But you also have another book, which we're going to talk about, that's available on Amazon, Created to Create. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That is, it's my first book that is strictly an ebook. Authentic Love is available in ebook format as well as hard copy. But I went through Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing to do this new book, Created to Create. So that is available strictly on Amazon as an ebook.
And I know you're a creative blogger because I always get your blogs, and I love it. Now, I will tell my listeners, I'm going to go ahead and mention the Chicago Bulls, but we really should talk about the Miami Heat. You're going to have to change the team. But that being said, let it go. Let that go. So, John, I'm going to talk a little bit about the awesome series that you do. It's for women and how much, and I'm just going to give a short introduction for everybody. What happened is, one of my friends had posted on Facebook this series, the anime, You're Awesome, okay? So I was having a really hard time because, as everybody knows, you shouldn't probably be online dating because it really is dangerous. And I had been dating online and got to be a drama, and I was pretty much done with everything, and everybody was just tired and depressed, and I'm going to admit that. So when I came across that, it just cored me. And what I mean by core is, like, working out, when you work out and you have to hit your core, it knocked me to my knees in a good way. And God, I've always known God, but it just became very prevalent that your words are what I needed to hear. So tell us, how did you and your partner come up with this? Why?
I'm sorry. What was the last part of that? I couldn't hear you. What was
the
question?
How did you guys come up with this series and why?
We sort of stumbled into the Anima series. Me and two of my friends that I grew up with, we sort of stumbled into it on accident, actually. Growing up, the book that I wrote, the first book that I wrote, Authentic Love, is a series of memoirs about me working as a counselor at a summer camp. I did that all throughout high school and college. And at that summer camp, there were a couple weeks out of the summer where I'd work with middle school and high school students. And we have one night of the week that all the counselors refer to it as purity night, or the campers refer to it as the sex talk. Sorry. And I had gone to this camp as a camper, and I had sat through these purity nights, and they were always so focused on the physical, you know, how far is too far to go with your boyfriend or girlfriend before you're married? What's a sinful action? What's not a sinful action? It was all about pure actions. And so when I was a counselor years later and I was asked to sort of lead that purity talk night, I said, I don't want to focus on the physical aspects, because I don't think that's really where the root of the problem is. When people struggle with purity, and when people struggle with relationships, and when people struggle with self-image and the way that they treat their body, I don't think it has to do with the physical issues first. I actually think it has to do with a spiritual issue, an emotional issue, an emotional identity issue. And so I sat down and I said, this was the summer of 2010 at this point. I sat down and I said, I want to sort of set the table for us talking about identity. And I sat down with a notebook, and within 20 minutes I had written two sort of pieces. I had never written any sort of spoken word or poetry or anything like that before in my life. I just wrote down all these things that sort of came into my head. And in 20 minutes I had two pieces. And I called them Who You Are Guys and Who You Are Girls, because one was for guys and one was for girls. And they were meant to attack the general stereotypes that men and women, specifically guys and girls in our culture, feel and are always thrown at us. You know, with gentlemen, with men, it's about how big and how strong you are, or, you know, a lot of the times it's about how smart you are, or about how clever you are, or, you know, how manly you are. And then with girls, a lot of the time it's about how pretty you are, or, you know, a lot of it has to do with the types of clothes you wear, or how many friends you have, things like that. And I took those two pieces and I sort of spoke them at the camp. And some, you know, as summers went by and I went back to camp, campers continued to ask me, will you say that piece again? That really meant a lot to me. Or can I have the words with me to take home? And then in 2013, I kind of realized it was going to be my last summer being a camp counselor. And after the summer was over, I wanted to allow those campers who had heard this kind of spoken word piece to take it home with them. And so I got together with two of my friends, one who had been doing some great video work and another who had access to a theater, and we filmed the video. And our only intention was to film the Who You Are, A Message to All Women video, put it up online and send it to, you know, the 200 campers that we had worked with.
And then we were
going to be done. And then it just sort of took off from there, and we decided, well, let's keep making videos, because I had continued to write things, and we just felt like we had more to say after that, I guess.
No, you have a lot more to say, and I have to be honest, and I would just say it. I read the Bible all the time. I really do. There's some days I slack, but one of the things in there that if I go 3 days without reviewing that, without listening to For the Women, I'm awesome. It really does affect me, because I need to hear that, because it gets into your, because you know how they say seven times, like seven times in the Bible this, seven times in the Bible. And if something keeps getting in your head, it actually takes 30 days. So I'm now almost on my 30 day of listening continually, and it actually is in my head. I can close my eyes and not even look at the words, but just listen to you, and I can hear them and visualize them. And the video has been really instrumental for me working with kids in the social service field. And when I'm writing articles or interviewing other people, I share it with them because everybody needs to be uplifted. It's not just a self-esteem boost. It's a shot from God boost. It's like, it's amazing. I'm just amazed and how you guys do that. It's not just the words that you do, but behind the scene, the creativity that comes with the words as they appear on the screen. And some of the videos are longer. You have one that you just did recently. You talked about stress. Talk about that one.
Talking about worry and anxiety?
Yeah.
So we made the commitment to do one video every Friday, and we've since moved that back to a video every other Friday just recently. And so we had to come up with other types of videos to do, and one of them is this thing I came up with called 7-Minute Sermon. And basically what we do is we take a topic like worry and anxiety, and we sort of do a shortened version of a sermon on it. And the one that you're referring to is called How to Defeat Worry. And we get a lot of our ideas for what we're going to do 7-minute sermons on based on what our audience is talking about, what they're putting in the comments, what I'm getting in emails. I get, you know, between 30 and 50 emails every day, and a lot of them are people asking me, I'm so nervous about this test that I'm about to take, or I have so much anxiety over where I'm going to go to college, or I have so much anxiety over who I'm going to marry, you know, and everyone seems to be struggling with some form of anxiety. And so I really wanted to speak into that topic about what is anxiety, why do we struggle with it, and then also how do we combat it, how do we combat against it. And I think it's exactly like you were talking about with, it's about the voices that we allow into our head and the voices we surround ourselves with. If we surround ourselves with voices that continually are telling us, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you're not going to get this done on time, then we're going to be extremely anxious and extremely worried all the time. But if we can surround ourselves with positive, uplifting, affirming voices, and if we can surround ourselves with the voice of God and the specific verses in the Bible where he tells us, do not worry, you know, and all those commands that he gives us, if we can surround ourselves with those voices, then we'll watch anxiety and worry just absolutely take a back seat in our lives.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, and my favorite verses for that is Philippians 4:4-6, where it says, do not be anxious, and I'm not going to slaughter the verse. God, at least God knows I know the name of it. Another thing that just is that you're such a young man, and you are like, how I was going to say it, like a little Moses to me, like, because you're very young and you are doing this and so accomplished, but your heart is for people and your heart is to change the world. Because I don't know if you know that or your partners and you guys see that, but to me, you guys are trying to change the world by giving people what their heart and their souls need to hear. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, I think we have a big mission, and I personally have felt a large calling from the Lord that the specific types of gifts that I feel he has given me are very are very public gifts, I guess you could say. They're very out front, you know, the idea of speaking in front of people, you know, writing, and the combination of writing and speaking and leadership, those are all gifts that sort of always seems to propel me to be on some sort of stage somewhere, to be in front of a bunch of people. And I'm thankful for that. But if my gifts were more behind the scenes, you know, really only ministering to one or two people at a time, then I would give my life towards those as well. It's not necessarily about how many people you touch, but the depth of your impact. I always say some are called to touch a million lives one time, and some are called to touch one life a million times. And so it's really about following your specific gifts. And I look at what, you know, what in the world, what makes me angry? What do I feel? Where do I feel there's injustice? And for me, that's the way people look view themselves and the way that people view their relationship with God. And then also, okay, what are my skills? What are my specific giftings that I can use to help defeat this problem?
And you're absolutely right. And that, and that's one thing I want to touch on in that conversation with Diva. Touch on a lot of different issues, and one of them is self-esteem. And I know, and that brings me to create, and I know a lot of it was based on your blog, but tell us, what was your reason behind creating it yourself, for you guys?
For me, writing the book was sort of a journey that, as you read through the book, I sort of go on a journey myself as the writer. I've always dabbled in art and in creativity and with writing, you know, ever since my first experience with writing was before I even knew how to read or write. I would stand next to our old word processing computer and have my mom sit at the keyboard, and I would tell her a story and make her type it out. That was my first experience with creativity or writing. And that continued all throughout when I was younger. And now, as I'm old enough to sort of understand what those gifts are and sort of put a name to them, I view them as incredibly valuable for the ministry that I want to do or the message that I want to spread. And so I kind of realized that I'm not alone in the fact that I believe everybody has a message that they want to spread. Everyone has, you know, a word that they want to speak into the world. And everyone also has some sort of creative gift or talent. And I don't mean creative as in the way that we think of art. Like, it's not always writing or dancing or singing. I mean creative in any sort of, I mean creative meaning resourceful or imaginative or new. And so the book is sort of, I break the book up into several different sections about, you know, I talk about the calling that we have as artists and where that calling comes from. And then I also talk about the craft, and that's, you know, how do you get down to work? How do you actually sit down every single day and write? Or how do you get up every single day and parent your children in a creative way that will help them be the best versions of themselves? I talk about the conflict, which is what an author that I really like to read named Stephen Pressfield, he calls it the resistance. I call it the conflict. And it's basically those inner voices that tell you you can't do it, or those voices of others that tell you you can't do it, because we all have it. What keeps us from doing our best work and being our best selves? And then I talk about the crowd, and the crowd is about putting your work out there into the world, how to get people to recognize with your work, how to work with other people in creating things. And lastly, I talk about the creator, which is this idea that God is the ultimate artist. You know, the first verb, the first thing we see God doing in the entire Bible, the first act he does is to create something. And a lot of the times, art and creativity are sort of frowned upon in the church because artists are sort of looked at as wild and crazy people who sort of indulge every desire ever that they feel. But that's not necessarily true, because I believe we have an inherently creative God who made us in his image, and therefore we are inherently creative beings. And the book is just filled with short little thoughts that I've had, and I hope that whoever reads it will be encouraged by those thoughts, and hopefully it will inspire them to take the specific gifts that God has given them and to use them in a creative way to make the world a better place.
You're absolutely right, and I love how that you you know, you could make this all about you and your partners, but you don't. You make it about, you're right, absolutely, because in Genesis, it created this. It took, what is it, 7 days, and so many things were created, including human beings. And I think that's important because those cover the first two chapters of Genesis, and we are valuable. And you're absolutely right that, I like how you back and you were saying that some person, and that's the most important thing. Excuse me. Another question I have for you. When you are writing, is there a place that you write that you become more creative, or is it just everywhere, or do you see something or hear something? How do you create when it comes to these things? Do you sit down and chat about it?
Yeah, the process of writing is actually a question I've been getting a lot lately that I hadn't put much thought to it until recently.
Right.
And what I realize is a lot of people have this idea that being a writer or being an author, you have this, you know, sacred space that you set up in front of this gigantic window where you can look out into nature and you can drink hot tea and wear your comfortable slippers and you get up
right.
early and you just kind of wait for the muse to show up. And sometimes it is that. I do believe it is important to have some time set in your schedule that this is my writing time. This is when I get down in the chair and I type. But for the most part, the writing process is a very sporadic, not pretty, unorganized thing for me. You know, I do a lot of my writing and a lot of my initial ideas. I do it on the go. I'm walking to the train and I get an idea and there's this really cool app on the iPhone called Notes. And literally I write everything that I think of, every idea that pops into my head, I have trained myself to write it down immediately and to ignore that voice that says, that's not a good idea. You'll never be able to write that. No one will care about that. Write it down immediately. And I spend pretty much all day, you know, if I get an idea, I write it down. And then I have an hour or two every day where I say, okay, now's my time to actually write something. So I get that, I get my phone out, I go into Notes and I say, what, you know, inspiration do I want to unpack today? What do I want to create today based off of all of these things? But writing is not, for me at least, it is not, it's going to look different for everyone, but it is not done at one specific time. It's done on napkins, in Notes apps. It's done on my hand, you know. Anytime a thought comes, it's about capturing that thought and somehow coaxing it. I talk about in Creative to Create, when you get a little bit of a spark, you have to just rush it and coax it into a flame if you want to create a fire.
Yeah, you're right. And I know a lot of the note we use, I have in my note too. And I don't know if a lot of people know, because sometimes I'm driving and I don't want to get tickets. I'm in case the police are listening, just in case. But really, I'll be using my phone and typing it through it. But most of the time, you can take the speaker, and I'll speak into the phone, and then I'll have what I need, and then I actually send it to myself in an email, and it's typed out, and then I can put it in a Word. And actually, I found that saves me time because I write for the Urban Release magazine. I write for Scene Chicago, and we're based in, and right now, at least 9 cities, and also write for Vet Lady and doing blogging. So sometimes, you're right, you have to get those ideas down. I've pulled over on the side of the road to get the note on because the idea is going to be fleeting when I get down the road. I'm going to forget what it was. And since I have been listening to your series, you know how you just said that no thought is not good. I used to think, oh, this wasn't a good thought. But once I started listening to your series, I'd write down everything too. So it's really funny because I think today I really wanted you to come on just so that listeners could know more about you guys. I hope that – I know you already have, I think it's 100,000, almost 200,000 following, I think. And more people need to know that there's such a good positive movement that you have out here that's not pounding anybody, that's not asking anybody for anything, but it's just you're giving back to people and letting them know that you're going to be okay. You can do this. And you know what? And if you have, and if you listen to God and you listen to your inner self, things will be okay. I know you're a very busy man. Really appreciate your time. Please tell everybody, I'm on your Facebook page, but where else can we find you? Can we hear you at? Go ahead and tell everybody that.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on, and thank you for all the work that you're doing to help spread messages like this, not just my own, but all the, you know, other little people out there who are trying to get messages out. The fact that you're so committed to helping people out is a huge blessing for me. So thank you so much for having me on. And then as far as where people can find me, the best place, there's two places. One would be on Twitter. If you reach out to me on Twitter, I'm very active on Twitter. I pretty much reply to anyone who reaches out to me. It's my handle is at John Jorgensen, John with no H, and Jorgensen with a J, spelled Son of Jorgen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-O-N, at John Jorgensen. And then the other place where you can find my email, you can find my blog, you can find the anime series to this is my website, which is John Jorgensen blog, John Jorgensen spelled the same way, johnjorgensenblog.com. You can find the books there. You can purchase the books there. Pretty much everything, every way to contact me. If you email me or if you tweet at me, that's where you're most likely to get a response because I answer every email and I try and get to everyone who tweets at me as well. So that's the best way to contact me.
Well, and you know what? I want to thank you and want to ask that hopefully that you can come back on in July, because in July and August, I'm going to be doing a series to get kids back into school as they go back into school. Because, you know, summertime, you've hung out with the wrong people. You're going to be going into school not feeling good. So I'd like you to come back on and just give everybody an uplift and tell us what's going on. I think by then you should be married, because I think you're getting married, right, young man?
Yes, I can get married in August, August 1st.
So we'll have you come on in September then to give everybody a good uplift going into the holidays. Congratulations. You are a truly blessing to me. I am 50, but I'm going to tell you something. I've learned in my life every day you can learn, and you have really, you've changed me to help my self-image. And I think it's important for people to know that everybody struggles with self-image, but there's something out there that can be found for everybody to feel better. We should really be relying on the Bible, but God, believe that God puts people with gifts in place so that that can be uplifting to us. John, you have an amazing day. Thank you to your partners, and congratulations to your lovely wife-to-be. And I thank your mom for really typing for you, because I don't think you'd be here talking to us today if it wasn't for her just doing that.
No, definitely not.
What part
Absolutely.
Of the country
thank
are
you
in?
I'm in New York City.
Is it cold?
It's quite cold, yes. It was a little warmer yesterday. I don't know what it's like today. I haven't been outside yet.
Well, we're in Las Vegas, and it's warm. I just have to tell you people that.
Yes.
I had to do that. Have a blessed day, my friend, and we look forward to you coming on again. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Mr. John Jorgensen with the Adonite anime series. You can follow him on, just like he said, on Twitter. He's wonderful. He will tweet you back. And just follow the series. If you want to have an uplift for every day, it's besides your Bible, reading Philippians 4:4 to get you through your day in Jeremiah 20:11, you should be listening to that series. He has one for men, one for women, and one for everybody. Your self-esteem is the most important thing that should be to you. You can't live by what that person says. I know I do that, and sometimes I get myself all frantic, pull my hair out, and get all stressed. And I have to come back to the point that I'm not here to please everybody. I'm not here to please anybody. I'm here to serve people, to be nice to people. But when you live your life trying to please everybody, at the end of the day, you do not please anybody. You're mad at yourself. So live for God, and through that you'll find joy to live for other people. This is Conversations with the Diva signing off. Please tune in next week, because we are going to be starting a comedy series with Ms. Latrice and her comedians. We will also be starting a series with young music artists, and we will continue and having more information on Black History Month. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for allowing me to have my conversations with the Diva. Good morning to Roy Jones Jr. Jim and the awesome boxers there. Hello out there to one of the best trainers there is, to Next Level Fitness, Danny Buongiorno. I'd like to thank all of my media, the media I write for them, Scene Chicago, the wonderful Urban Release. I know my friend Stacy is listening. Thank you for her investing in me and allowing me to write for her. You can find me, you can find all of my, search me on Facebook, and you'll be able to link up to all of my different media that I write for. Also, I'd like to thank Who's That Lady Entertainment Magazine. And I want you guys to know that next week I'll also be talking about the pre-Grammy Merit Award that I'm being blessed to go to and cover this weekend, February 7th. You guys tune into that because you know I'm crazy and silly and I'm a comedian. So I'm going to have some funny stuff to talk about, and hopefully I'll have some videos. Blessings, everybody. Happy Thursday.